This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Danielle Alarcón is a novelist who lives in San Francisco, but there's more to him than that. His identity reaches across many borders, and his storytelling traverses multiple media. His latest book, At Night We Walk in Circles, was a finalist for this year's Penn Faulkner Award. His feature story, The Contestant, was part of the first edition of the California Sunday magazine. And you may have heard his show, Radio Ambulante, a Spanish-language podcast that airs Thursday nights here on KALW, and it's often compared with This American Life. This Sunday, Alarcón is expanding his broad horizons even further, hosting a live Radio Ambulante event in San Francisco at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. The show is called Outsiders and will feature multimedia storytelling from Cuba, Chile, Mexico, and the United States. Danielle Alarcón sat down with KALW's Ben Trefney to talk about his varied career and his identity as a citizen of the world.
You yourself were born in Lima. Mm-hmm. Right, and moved to Birmingham when you were really young, when you were three, and were raised there?
Yeah, I was raised in the U.S. in Alabama.
And then you went and got a degree in anthropology from Columbia, and you got a master's in Iowa at the Iowa Writers' Workshop. And so this is all quite a traveling background. I'm wondering how that's shaped the way in which you see the world.
Well, it's hard to, you know, to do that kind of self-analysis. I mean, I think studying anthropology and you know, was helpful, for example. I think it gave me certain tools and certain vocabulary to talk about things. I think having been born in Peru, I think I have a unique relationship to Lima, a unique relationship to that country, because I'm from there, but I'm not. You know, so every time I go back to Lima, I view the city as someone who's you know, in love with that place, who is both from there and completely foreign. You know, so everything that happens in Lima, I see with the fresh eyes of a newcomer, and that I think is an advantage. One thing that I've noticed, I think, working in Radio Ambulante on this project for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, is that I feel less Peruvian and more Latin American. And that sounds like an odd thing to say, but it's because I've just been exposed to so many more stories from so many, you know, different places and gone deep into them, because I basically work as an editor and producer for stories that are coming from all corners of the region. And it's fascinating. It's been one of the things that I most have enjoyed about this process.
You co-founded it back in 2011. So how have you seen it evolve from your original vision to where it stands right now?
I think the vision was very clear. And it was, we heard when we started that Mexicans only want to hear stories about Mexico, and Puerto Ricans only want to hear about Puerto Rico, and Chileans about Chile, and da-da-da-da. And I just felt intuitively that wasn't true. And one of the things that has been really exciting about watching it grow and watching, you know, the audience find us has been how that's been ratified. My intuition has completely ratified. And that's extraordinary to me. That means that if you tell a good story, if you have, you know, integrity in the reporting and in the narration, and you do a good job with the production, that you can reach people and they don't have to have a real personal connection to the story. They just need to be compelled from the first moment. We're in the midst of producing for this live event, which is going to be a bunch of stories around a theme. The theme is outsiders. The show will be bilingual and totally accessible for monolingual folks. So we've been working on a bunch of stories about outsiders. And one of them we're going to hear now, I think. It's a story out of L.A. produced by Ana Yancy Diaz-Cortez, who works at KCRW and is a fantastic producer. And she kind of weaves in her own story as she tells the story of an immigrant community north of L.A. in a place called Las Casitas.
Let's hear a little clip from that.
Hoy me encuentro muy lejos de la tierra que me vio nacer, de mis padres y de mis
hermanos. The smell of caldo de gallina, Univision on the television, rancheras blaring from the speakers, and people coming in and out of unlocked doors just to say hi. It feels like a village. The residents of Las Casitas come from Honduras, El Salvador, Mexico, Guatemala, and never mind what you see from the outside. In here, things are tight. The residents live crammed in really small spaces. Sometimes the kitchen pantry is used as a closet for 5 people.
Buenas tardes. Les doy la bienvenida por venir a mi casa.
Navi Ortiz has lived in Las Casitas for almost 20 years. She shows me around.
Pues yo les puedo hablar de aquí, de adentro de mi departamento. están dos sillones.
The closets are jammed shut. The other bedroom houses a family of three. And the single bathroom is, well, communal.
Guatemala es mi origen. Yo vengo de una familia muy pobre.
When she came to the U.S., Navia struggled. She worked hard, making only $15 a week as a housekeeper in the area. And I know you think you've heard Navia's story before, but damn, it's impressive every time. She didn't see her kids in over a decade. Think of the scale of that sacrifice. And almost everyone I met in Las Casitas had a story just as epic, just as brave.
That's from the story Las Casitas, or the Tiny Houses, by Ana Yancy Diaz-Cortez. That's going to be part of the live Radio Ambulante event, Outsiders, taking place on Sunday, November 2nd at 5 p.m. at Yerba Buena Center for the Arts in San Francisco. We're talking with Daniel Alarcón. He is the co-founder of Radio Ambulante. What is it that you really like about this story?
You know, I've been wanting to work with Ana Yancy for a long time because I really respect her work. And what I like about the story is that she got really deep. She got really good access to this place and took us somewhere where not all our listeners are gonna have been, you know. The theme of the show is outsiders, and I think what this particular piece calls into question is how you define who's in and who's out. In this particular case, the issue is who's American and who isn't. You know, this girl, the protagonist, one of the protagonists we meet is named America, and she says it like that, America, you know, America. And she, you know, she wouldn't blink for a second about saying that she's American. And I think that there are people, of course, you know, certain ideologies who would look at her and look at where she lives and look at where she comes from and question her Americanness. And, you know, she could probably shut them up with a glance, you know, but I think it's an important question to ask.
What is it that you like about working in audio?
I mean, you know, as a novelist, audio is very close to literature. It's very close to that magic that happens when you're reading a novel and you feel like the author's whispering in your ear. It has that same level of intimacy and that same level of just connection, you know, human connection, where you can almost imagine yourself there. You can almost imagine being someone else. You know, I think it's magical. You know, I think it's what is the closest that I've found to the magic of literature.
Well, this is a hot time for live storytelling. I mean, The Moth, which is another feature on KALW quite frequently, as well as Snap Judgment. I mean, they've had a couple shows within the last month and a half or so at the Norris Theater in San Francisco.
Yeah, they're killing it.
Yeah, it seems like there's a real resurgence of live radio theater in a way. I mean, it's almost like a throwback, it seems.
It is, and you know, I think, honestly, and this is kind of off, it's not, I don't know if it's off topic, but I do think in some ways the future of journalism is live, because it's harder and harder to get people to pay for anything. And live events are the last bastion of paid programming, you know, like when you can go and actually have a face-to-face interaction with a journalist, a storyteller, a radio producer, a DJ all in one night. That's something that people are willing to shell out, you know, a few bucks for. The rest of the, you know, journalism and narrative arts scene is, you know, basically the massive exchange of links, and people don't feel like they have to pay for that. I'm interested in the future of journalism because I run a journalism project, because I love doing journalism, because I believe in sort of the ethics and the purpose of journalism. And I'm super excited by projects like California Sunday, Pop Up Magazine, which is it's kind of originator, Radio Ambulante, Snap Judgment. You know, I think all of that is tremendous, and it's exciting as someone who both consumes and produces journalism and narrative arts. You know, we got to find a way to pay for this. Live events is one way.
That's Radio Ambulante co-founder Daniel Alarcón speaking with KALW's Ben Trefney. This Sunday at 5 o'clock, you can experience Radio Ambulante Outsiders, a live performance of stories at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. The show will be equally accessible for Spanish and English speakers. Find the details at KALW.org.